basically, the plan is to have a few cylinder refilling outlets all over the country where nobody will be allowed to own your own cylinder. Basically, every cylinder will be owned by this company. First and foremost, all the existing cylinders are going to be taken out of the system, and the cylinders are going to be bought by these companies themselves. You just go when the cylinder is empty to pick another one that is full. Essentially, only a few outlets will be established to fill the cylinders, and then it will be distributed to households. And so most of the retail outlets that we have, they're not going to be the ones filling gas. Those who sell to vehicles, the autogas people, can still remain in business. But for the drivers, they might switch over from being tanker drivers to articulator drivers, because ultimately these cylinders are going to be distributed all over the country. So rather than carrying gas in tanks, they may end up carrying cylinders and articulators to send to places where those products are needed. So it depends on how the program is rolled out and the extent to which they incorporate or they involve these drivers in this whole process, because there will still be movement of cylinders or movement of products, not necessarily in tankers, but could be in trucks. And I believe if they talk to them along those lines, all those drivers, for example, will be employed, and all these retail outlets can still end up probably taking cylinders and selling as replacement points, and still be selling gas to vehicles, taxi drivers who would need autogas to run their vehicle. So I think they say the devil is always in the details, but it's good for these concerns to be raised so that all the impacts will be factored into the policy.
Mr. Jekum Hene said the policy, which according to the MPA is to cut fires at gas filling stations, might not necessarily stop the explosions that have lately been seen at the stations.
That cannot be the only reason. After all, how many gas accidents have we had? But safety in the LPG business has always been an issue. And if you go to some of these outlets and some of the practices going on there, it's only the hand of God that has kept this nation from other major disasters. So there are issues about safety, and I believe it's part of the reason. But I think the other part of the reason is, I guess, the policy to ensure that everywhere in this part of the country, every part of this country, people will have access to the products as and when needed. I've heard the arguments by the retailers, and some of them are saying that they are the ones who have actually pushed the products into the market. But the way I know the policy, whoever wins the contract to provide or set up these refilling stations will be required to make the product available at every part of this country where the product is needed. At the moment, it's not everywhere. So I think the overarching aim is to make sure that gas is available everywhere you need it. And I don't see why they are even fighting at this stage. If that's going to come up, they should make themselves ready to be able to bid for their process if they are interested. But that's what I understand. Safety is an issue, but I don't think it's an overarching issue. I guess it's pushing access beyond the 35% that we have at the moment. And the model that we've tended to use in the past since the promotion started has only been able to take us to the 25 or the 35% all these years. So I think it's more of scaling up and providing a lot more access than just the safety issue.
Executive Director of the Kumasi Institute of Technology and Environment, Ishmael Ejekum.